The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. to you on this Tuesday morning, the day after. The day after what? The day after the solar eclipse that went across North America. And if you're going to want to watch it again, you're probably going to want to get a new pair of glasses, because the next one's not going to be around until 2044. And many of you may not even be around to see it. Then again, you never know. Wow. Yeah, and everybody's like, oh my God, the world's coming to an end, the earthquakes. No, didn't happen. The planets were aligned. That has to mean something. Well, yeah, it certainly does. You know what it means? The planets were aligned. Isn't that something? Just one of those freaks of whatever, not nature, that just, you know, what if God wrought? Depends on where you put your faith. We'll get into that here in a bit. In the meantime, all of this brought to you by the Power Mall, where we've got Grown by Nature products 10% off plus free shipping this week. Calcium bentonite clay, you know, Perry Arledge, Perrier, she's going to be on the show this week, I'm sure. And we're offering the calcium bentonite clay 10% off of all clay orders. And you get a free ebook, Kickstart Your Day with Clay, and the clay mixing instructions, all the good stuff. Plus, we have 10% off astaxanthin, the king of carotenoids. You got to love that. And of course, if you we still have the Vitamir toothpaste giveaway if you donate more than $25. And you probably want to call the Power Hour directly to donate at 877-817-9829 when they open at 8 a.m. Central. And let's see what else is happening. The Rick Satellite System Dish giveaway. Still going to do that. RickSatelliteUSA.com is giving away another dish that was donated by one of our listeners. For the purposes of some lucky person, all you got to do is write in. Tell us why you would like to win the dish. Make sure you put a phone number, name, address, and all that good stuff in there so we know who you are and how to get a hold of you. Rick Kaler from RickSatelliteUSA.com will be calling you if he likes your response. Just, you know, in a short paragraph, just tell us why you'd like to win the dish. You can email that to support@thepowerhour.com, or you can snail mail in a letter, because many of you don't have email because you don't believe in it. You think that Section 702 of the FISA Act is invasive and you don't want any part of it. You have the constitutional right to understand completely the Fourth Amendment, and so you want to snail mail us the letter to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Mo. 65814. And your request will go in the same way, and if Rick likes it, you win. That's simple. So you can watch us each day on internet if you have it, on Rumble. You can go to the videos tab on thepowerhour.com as well. And of course, since we are 100% listener supported, you can make your contributions, and that keeps us on the air. Very important to do that for 2024, because this is an election year and things could get really, really tricky, especially with the news that's going on. And if you're close to a 5G tower, those cell towers, you remember they got put up all during the pandemic? Well, we have a 2024 EMF Hazard Summit coming up April 11th through the 14th. That's just 2 days away from the start of this summit. You can go to thepowerhour.com, click on the Partners tab, and download the free guide to electrosensitivity and find out the symptoms that you might experience when overexposed to anything generating electromagnetic frequencies. It is radiation. Now for the fun and games department today, Stan Deo joins us. Yeah. Going to be talking about earth changes and prepping. I just launched yesterday. It was so fitting. Preparing for a Civil War. Doomed to repeat concept number 14 on DaveKrieger.substack.com. Power Hour also has a Substack page as well. And Stan Deo does as well, StanDeo.com. He is an author, public lecturer, former university lecturer at CGI Curtin University in Australia, former USAF Academy cadet and former recruit into the still highly classified electrographics program directed by Dr. Edward Teller and others. Ooh, that's telling, isn't it? Yeah. So that should be an interesting conversation. Of course, your phone calls are welcome. And one of the things about preparing for Civil War is making sure you have enough, you know what? Not lawyers, guns, and money. No, not that way. That's why we have a partners tab. And this is one of the reasons why USCoinCapital.com is one of our partners. Because you need to be stocking up on silver, at least junk silver, at least $1,000 face value for every person in the family. Just in case, because you never know. If all of a sudden we get hit by an EMP attack, and we'll talk to Stan about that, get his take on it. What to do? Moving on to world news here at 6 after the hour, for those of you clock watchers out there, Netanyahu has a date set for the attack on Hamas and Rafah. Said the date has been set, but of course, guess what? He's not telling anyone. Yeah, they have a division down there in the southern end of Israel. He spoke as Israeli negotiators were in Cairo in hope of striking a deal with Hamas via Egyptian, Qatari, and American mediators to see some of the remaining 133 Israeli hostages released, some of whom are dead. Well, I think that pretty much goes without saying what Israel is going to continue to do. There is a date set. Of course, the Biden administration has opposed it. And really, the Biden administration is basically supporting anything that destroys this country. I mean, isn't it obvious? I mean, they don't want Israel completely destroying Hamas. Says there are other methods to achieve that goal. I just wonder what they are, because the U.S. government's not specifying what they are. They're all in la-la land. They're too busy playing dress up. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said the U.S. had not been told what the date of the planned operation will be. And I can tell you, they won't. Because that would, you know, why would you come out and tell everybody what the date is and kill the element of surprise? Just like on the movie Airplane, you know, put lights on in the field. That's just what they'd be expecting. Remember that? Robert Stack said that one. Oh, yeah. And then the lights go out and there's Johnny holding the plug, you know. Just kidding. Yeah. All right. So we don't know what the date is, and they're not going to tell you what the date is. This isn't like what happened in Korea, where we would tell, so-and-so would tell, the Chinese would tell the North Koreans, and yeah, we'd get shanked in the process. Now we have another problem. This one's in Scotland. Scotland, it's what you get when you open a Pandora's box. See, you pass a law making hate speech a crime. It's a Hate Crime and Public Order Act of 2021, which came into force last Monday, criminalizing the opaquely worded stirring up hatred towards protected groups such as the so-called LGBTQ2AIS community, among others. And when you open that Pandora's box and you implement these draconian speech restrictions, guess what happens? Police Scotland get inundated with phone calls and complaints. Roughly 8,000 of them in the first week alone. In the first 7 days, they get 8,000 complaints. That would surpass the total number of crimes reported annually, 416,000, if the trends continue. Do the math. Come on. The broadsheet also noted the number of supposed hate speech violations reported to police in the first week surpassed the total number of hate crimes as a whole recorded in any full year in Scotland. Scottish Police Federation David Threadgold warned that the manpower hours required to deal with this Pandora's box opening is going to impact the police force's ability to deal with actual crimes. They're already failing to solve a growing number of crimes like sexual assault, shoplifting, and car theft. Scotland's also been plagued by a drug epidemic, with the small nation having the highest drug-related deaths per capita in all of Europe. Oh, they're going to investigate every crime, all right, but if it keeps, they'll be just buried in complaints. Threadgold went on to suggest the law was being weaponized by the public in order to settle personal grudges against fellow citizens or to wage political feuds, while suggesting the government encourage the public to report instances of hate is clearly blown up in their face. The police have already faced accusations of hypocrisy in handling the hate speech reports. The Daily Mail reported that a relative of a Scottish National Party government minister had avoided a criminal investigation under the law over a post on social media mashing up the Nazi swastika and the Jewish Star of David with the caption, "Nazism equals Zionism." According to the paper, the woman who reported the post to the police, a former police officer herself, was told the complaint would not be pursued because she wasn't Jewish. Oh, my. Oy vey. Moving on to USC. This is what happens with hate speech crimes. You know, now you wait till they start talking about doing that here. I mean, already they've got hate crime legislation. But boy, when they start implementing free speech, I mean, right now they're censoring it. In Canada, they're not tolerating it. But here, when they start not only censoring it, but showing up on people's doors, which they have been, the FBI's been showing up on people's doors. We don't like that social media post you put online, and we're here to talk to you about that. In other words, they're there to scare you into compliance. Scare you into dropping your social media account. Let's make a deal. We'll limit your free speech. You take down your social media posts and we'll call it a day. How about that? But we're going to be watching you because if you launch it again, we'll be back. Don't think that couldn't happen here because it could. Remember this lawfare and this dual system of justice we got going on in America right now. And this is just a perspective. You may have a different thought process about it. In Use News, former President Trump is going to sue New York Supreme Justice Juan Merchan in appeals court to challenge a sweeping gag order. I hate to say that, but somebody got their headline mixed up because you don't go to the appeals court to file a lawsuit. You have to do it in the lower courts, and then it gets appealed. You can't say, anybody knows anything about appeals knows that you can only take to the appellate court what you sued for in the lower court. You can't bring up new stuff. This isn't a place where you either A, bring up de novo information, which is brand new stuff, and you don't litigate or relitigate what you litigated in the lower district court. That's not what appellate courts are for. Appellate courts are there because we have judges in the district court level that are total doomazels. And they make bad law. They make bad rulings. Some of them try to make law from the bench. Some of them actually educate the other side's attorneys on how to win their case. That's what you call bias and prejudice, folks. So Merchan is presiding over this New York criminal case, and he imposed a gag order on Trump after news surfaced about a connection between Merchan's daughter and conspiracy theorist Representative Adam Schiff. Trump, of course, said the judge should recuse himself, citing a conflict of interest regarding his daughter's position at a Democrat consulting firm that supported Biden's 2020 campaign. The suit could postpone Manhattan DA Bragg's against the case against Trump. Yep. Lawsuit was not immediately made public. No, I've seen judges sued before. It's common practice, but you don't take it to the Court of Appeals. There's an online court docket where Mr. Trump is filing action showed that the related paperwork was sealed. So the appeals court might act fast to reject it. A single appeals court judge will most likely issue a preliminary ruling, setting up a full 5-judge panel to consider his request in the coming days. Good luck with that. The trial was supposed to start on the 15th. Trust me, we'll keep an eye out because that's the first of 4 criminal trials. So what did Trump's attorneys do? They have filed an appeal requesting interim relief or a stay. Of course, the appellate judge rejected that request to delay the trial. They're trying to seek a change of venue, so they filed an emergency motion. So now we got to ask ourselves, if you're going to analyze a case like this, because now we got to put on your critical thinking cap. Trump says during a press conference that the case should not go to trial at the height of the presidential election season, signaling an appeal to higher courts. It's lawfare designed to influence the election. It's election interference. So now they want to do a change of venue, not just sue the judge for conflict of interest, but now they want to change of venue. So for a minute, let's step back and analyze what a jury of your peers would consist of. And now look at this. You ask any, with a publicity in this case, you ask any person that could be seated as a juror in this criminal action. First ever criminal trial of a former U.S. president. I mean, all of the New York County residents, the survey results are huge. They all know about it. And the defense is arguing that they can't seat an impartial, impartial jury. Yeah, they cannot get a jury of his peers. Every single one of the people that they would put on the stand would convict Trump. So where's the fair trial? Jury nullification is the only way it's going to save this situation other than change of venue. This is one of the reasons why the D.C. crowd and the New York crowd and the Georgia crowd don't like the fact that one of these criminal trials is being held on the classified documents down in Florida, where Trump is likely to get a jury of his peers. See, because the very first question that people would have to ask is, do you hate Trump? And as soon as they said yes, you're out. There are so many peremptory challenges that you can have. So, I mean, if you seat a whole jury of 12 and you ask them all who here hates Trump and they all raise their hand, how are you going to get a fair trial? He's already been convicted because of the publicity. How are you going to get a fair trial? Think about that now. Before you answer, think about it. Didn't have to give it much thought, did you? Put yourself in Trump's shoes and you think about it. If you were the one on trial for this, would you get a fair trial if they knew you were a conservative and you were in a libtard state loaded with the illegal immigrants? Thank God they're not allowed to sit on juries yet. Oh my, would this turn into a nightmare? Sprechen Sie Anglais? Yeah. How's that going to work? And of course, when Trump again opened his mouth and says that decisions on abortion restrictions should be left to the state, as he declined to back a national level limit, it opened up another Pandora's box. Now, if you look at what Roe v. Wade and the Dobbs decision, Trump said, my view is now that we have abortion where everyone wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land. In this case, the law of the state. Now, he said this on a video posted on Truth Social. That's his social media platform. He says many states will be different. Many will have a number of weeks, a different number. Some will have more conservative dates than others. That's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people, he added. And, of course, Lindsey Graham and Mike Pence and all the other rhinos took issue with them. All the pro-lifers, oh, they got mixed feelings about all this stuff. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, my body, my choice, except for when it came to the jab, right? But it's a medical emergency. Well, hey, what about women who have to have an abortion because they risk death during delivery? I mean, where'd all that rationale go? Right out the window. And see, the problem is they made an abortion a political thing. Abortion is a personal thing. And see, here again, if all the mommies out there back in the 50s and 60s aborted their kids instead of giving birth to them, we wouldn't be having abortion protests because there wouldn't be anybody around. They would all be floating around in a jar somewhere or buried 6 feet under. But see, no, they didn't do that. They chose to have the child. You know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Or property, as, you know, Adam Smith and others have said, John Locke. The Democratic Party gets $186 million of dark money boost in an effort to retake the House. That's pretty much what's going on. You know, there's a House Majority PAC. This is a political action committee backing Democrats going to spend $186 million on the federal races this year, according to the organization. It is registered with the FEC. The campaign's going to hit 58 different media markets, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be hate. It's going to be all sorts of TV advertising. $146 million of it will go toward television. The remainder will go toward digital ad placements. An initial round of reservations setting up the possibility of more spending later in the year. They're going to try to convince everybody out there that Biden is their choice and should be their choice. They're going to try to influence the election with all this dark money. And see, the thing is if you know what the truth is, you're going to have to resist it. Do you remember David Hogg? Not that Hogg. The gun control activist that was at the Parkland High School shooting. Well, he decided to start a Gen Z PAC. And guess what? Reports now indicate that he's blown more than $1 million on travel expenses. Huh. You know, PACs are supposed to donate to candidates. And Hogg created this political action committee called Leaders We Deserve PAC, which states its goal is to elect Generation Z politicians to offices throughout the country. He created this PAC with Kevin Latta, the campaign manager for Representative Maxwell Frost, Democrat of Florida, a Gen Z Democrat elected in 2022. Hogg launched the group with great fanfare, telling NPR that during former President Trump's presidency, a social movement was born on the left. Now it's turning out to be another BLM campaign all over again. For every year of Trump's presidency, I think there was a new chapter of a social movement that was born, whether it was a women's march, March for Our Lives, the environmental movement, or the movement for Black Lives, Hogg said. Since Hogg's group came into fruition, much of the few million dollars raised has not gone to electing candidates or executing its stated mission, but to luxurious expenses such as travel bills, political consultants. Yeah, $83,000 paid to the Elias Law Group, the firm headed by Democratic lawyer Mark Elias that, you know, gets in and interrupts campaigns with lawsuits. Leaders We Deserve spent another more than $28,000 over two payments. The records show for communications consulting from a group called Liptop Campaigns, and yet another $60,000 for strategic consulting from a firm called Lim Consulting Services. Really? Wonder how much of that went right back into David Hogg's pocket so he could party like it's 1999, huh? Huh. Yep, sounds like another BLM thing to me. Don't know about you. But if they're putting it in their pocket and they're not giving the candidates any money, that means they're partying on the money. and the guy is a pathological liar. That's what it means. And union workers, by the way, they're now getting the big pitch between Trump and Biden. They're both targeting labor unions to divide their voting patterns, especially Biden's. Some experts are saying that the strategy could work for Trump. Well, here's the thing. The Teamsters is really who they're going after, 1.3 million member labor union. They carefully vet who they're going to endorse to be the next president. The RNC recently announced they have closed out the month with 93.1 million, including a $45,000 donation from the Teamsters Political Action Committee. It's a donation that breaks decades of precedent, as the Teamsters typically only provide large sums of money to Democrats. Okay, I got a little tip for you, union workers out there. Biden is talking out the other side of his mouth like a used car salesman. And how do I know that? Because he's allowing all this illegal immigrant labor, just saying, into the country. 7.2 million. Now, what do you think? He can't get the government to do the dirty work, so he gets corporations like NGOs to do it for him, and they bring this cheaper illegal immigrant labor into the country. And if a corporation wanted to, they could stick it, put all the union workers out of work, bust the unions, and replace them with scab illegal immigrant labor for less money, and still charge a bundle for their cars and their trucking and everything else. Hey, if they're going to give them a Social Security card and a driver's license or whatever the case may be, don't think they can't replace union workers. You people really need to be thinking about this before you cast your vote for Biden. He's the one bringing in the 7.2 million, and the hits just keep on coming. The DOJ, by the way, is not providing the House committee investigating Biden. You remember the interview we did with special counsel Robert Hur? Well, they want the audio tapes, and Hur's not. See, what happens is now the DOJ has somebody like the Assistant Attorney General Carlos Felipe Uriarte lamenting that despite the department cooperating with the committee's February 27 subpoenas, the committees have responded with escalation and threats of criminal contempt. And he starts quoting a federal court case saying that the spirit of dynamic compromise. Yeah, that's from a federal court case. See, nobody wants to hear those audio tapes except for this committee. Now, does it make it look like they're doing something, or is there something that was said there because Mr. Uriarte asked the committees not to make the public, not to make the materials that they get from the DOJ public? And why is that? Aren't we the people entitled to know all the facts? We already know that, you know, Biden's way more than a couple of fries short of a Happy Meal. So how's this going to work if we're not entitled to know all the facts? They're hiding stuff from us. That automatically should make you not trust what's going on in D.C. We'll move into the economic news after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Powerball. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
24 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time where we are. Did you have a chance to watch the eclipse? Well, you know, while everybody was watching the solar eclipse, Biden announced another student loan forgiveness program. Even though the Supreme Court said no. Nope, they're moving forward with plans to provide more student debt relief to as many people as possible. Let's see. Now, how many new Biden voters will that net? Oh, Biden forgave my student loan, so I guess I'm going to vote for him because he's going to give me free stuff. You see, this idea of depending on the government is what's going to kill the United States of America. And it's interesting, too, to know about the difference in your commitment. Those who did not get the jab probably prayed about it first, and God said, don't worry, I'll take care of you, having done all to stand. And others put their faith in the government and said, well, we don't want to get COVID because we might die, so we better go get the jab. Here, let's get two or three. Let's get all the boosters. Because we don't want to be called un-American and spit on our family members because of the fact they wouldn't get the jab. Now, see, that didn't work for a lot of people. So now, let's reduce or get rid of student loan debt balances. You know, I hate to tell you this, but somebody's going to be taking it on the chin, and it's going to be the hedge funds, because there's over 20,000 student loan trusts out there, just like the REMIX that run Wall Street's residential secondary markets. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that. Oh, they securitize student loans, credit cards, car loans. Come in, pick something. They can even securitize the weather. Oh, yeah. They securitize anything that's worth betting on. That's pretty much what it is. And prices go up and down. See, if people knew the truth about all this, maybe they wouldn't be so quick to borrow money. But, hey, when you got somebody out there addressing runaway interest by canceling up to $20,000 of the amount of the borrower's balance, growing due to unpaid interest after entering a repayment program, and then those who, of course, are facing hardships. I mean, we're looking at 25 million borrowers standing to benefit from their interest rates being reduced. 23 million of those borrowers could have the entire loan balance forgiven. Wow. See how that works? Like I said, how many new Biden voters will that net? This is what you call politically stacking the debt while suing and bringing criminal charges against your opponent to make sure that he doesn't get in the White House. To see to it that all of you people out there that are freedom-loving, you know, I mean, you want to associate with Trump. You may be a MAGA Republican. I get it. I really do. And you want to do the right thing. You want to vote for Trump, but you see him being attacked. You see the FBI showing up at people's doors because they don't like what they're posting on social media, especially if they're conservative. See, that's what happens when Meta can't censor you and YouTube can't remove your account or demonetize your platform. Then all of a sudden the FBI shows up when that doesn't work. See, this is where we're headed if we don't put our foot down and say enough. And now let's talk about Social Security for a minute. A lot of people depend on it. It's all they get, fixed income. They're hardly making it as it is. Well, guess what? Alaman left with your right hand. Yep. Guess what? Many Social Security beneficiaries are going to start receiving their monthly benefits for April from this week onwards, with others having to wait a week or two longer. Gee, makes you wonder why. See, the SSA usually pays benefits based on the birth date of their beneficiaries. In April of this year, people born between the 1st and the 10th of the month get paid on the 10th. People born between the 11th and 20th get paid on the 17th, and those born between the 21st and 31st get paid on the 24th. An exception applies to beneficiaries receiving SSI benefits since before May of 97, or those who receive both Social Security and Supplemental Security income. For these, Social Security income is paid on the 3rd of every month. Yeah, that's kind of like the T-Berry shuffle out there, isn't it? And, of course, if you don't receive your payment on the expected date, please allow 3 additional mailing days before contacting Social Security. Beneficiaries can contact the agency at 1-800-772-1213 between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. local time, Monday through Friday, and be put on terminal hold. I just threw that in there because that's usually what happens, isn't it? Oh, my. Social Security payments for 2024 got a 3.2% hike as part of the COLA, cost of living adjustments, meaning that over 71 million beneficiaries are going to see higher checks this year. This is the third consecutive year of COLA hikes due to the elevated inflation rate, which benefits the benefits are jumping 8.7%. Last year, 5.7% the year before. So now they're going to go up 3.2%. Oh, gee. You know, given the cost of gas and groceries, you think that's going to help? Huh? A nation of high-end renters? Not hardly. Who can afford high-end rents? Illegal immigrants? They going to put them in there for free? Government going to pay for that? I mean, look at all the fancy hotels they're living in now. Blackstone has agreed to purchase apartment buildings from Apartment Income REIT. That's Wright Corp. They've announced they've entered into a definitive agreement under which Blackstone Real Estate Partners X will acquire all outstanding common shares of AIR Communities for $39.12 a share in an all-cash transaction valued at about $10 billion, including the assumption of debt. AIR Communities' portfolio consists of 76 high-quality rental housing communities concentrated primarily in coastal markets, including Miami, L.A., Boston, and D.C., Blackstone plans to invest more than $400 million to maintain and improve the existing communities in the portfolio and may invest additional capital to fund further growth. Why would they do that? Well, because the elite need some place to live when all hell breaks loose and there's civil unrest. They got to have some place to move. Who knows? People may just break into their high-end quality rental housing communities and have fun in there. Who knows? Who knows? Louisiana has passed a bill declaring the World Health Organization will have no authority in their state. That's Senate Bill 133. That passed by a vote of 37 to zip. The measure would prohibit the global entities of the UN, the World Health Organization, and the World Economic Forum from having any power in the Bayou State. Gee, I wonder when all the rest of the states are going to do that. Amazing how that works. Dustin in Michigan. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I've got a question that's right up your area of expertise. I'd like to pick your brain for a second, as it were. So I've noticed in the newspapers that there's an awful lot of printing going on and publishing of foreclosure by publishing from like these electronic registry services. So we know there's trouble with that that whole business sector. And if somebody is able to fight that, which we know that can be successfully fought in some cases, can the local prosecutors go after the people that publish that in the paper trying to take people's land away, you know, under false pretenses? Can that be considered uttering and publishing?
Nope. No, the legal notices, Dustin, that you're referring to, and I have been studying this stuff since I first became acquainted with Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems, Inc., or MERS. And I've been researching into them, and of course I had a target on my back, and probably still do, because MERS hates my guts, because I came after them in the book Clouded Titles, which is still available at the Power Mall. The bigger problem with this is publication is part of what goes on in certain states where publication is required to inform all existing parties that may have an interest in a piece of property to come in and fight. And the fact is the courts have been brainwashed into believing that we can't hurt the banks. And if the bank, through whatever means, usually it's the mortgage loan servicers that are doing the dirty, Dustin. If the mortgage loan servicers come into court and say, Your Honor, we own that house, we have the note, we own the note, the problem is do they have the right to enforce the note? That's the bigger problem, and this is an uphill battle for anybody that's trying to lock horns, because the judges are going, well, if I rule against the banks, who's going to fund my reelection campaign? I might lose my pension because all my pension is invested in these secondary mortgage market securities out there that number into the quadrillions. And see, the problem is, by virtue of the fact that the judge's stuff is invested in these things, is already a conflict of interest. Sure. I mean, all the pension funds, I mean, the whole thing is rigged for the purposes of stealing property. And that's one of the reasons why my May of 2019 class that we did in Orlando on, because we have a lot of people passing away and the stuff just sits there while the people who are like the heirs apparent figure out how to deal with it. They don't have the money to litigate. So we were teaching investors how to go in and basically put their properties into probate and make a deal with them, that if they're successful in probate and they can drag a probate case on for 5 or 6 years, they could turn this property into a rental and make money for both them and the heirs apparent for a while. And basically, you know, for all intents and purposes, screw the banks. And it's legal because it's all done in probate. So, you know,
let me ask you a question here. There's in the newspaper, there's been a huge ramp up here ever since there was a state Supreme Court case that said that
Sowerman,
the state is liable if they take somebody's place and, you know, it gets sold for a lot more money or whatever, they have to pay them that equity. Now, I know that's not happening yet, even though this court case went through and the precedent has been set in our Michigan Supreme Court. My question is there some way that possibly they're working with some shyster kind of people and putting it into this mortgage service that's based on the derivatives or whatever? Is that possible?
It can't happen, Dustin. It's going into the pocket of the servicers. And as many times as we have, when we audited the land records in Osceola County, Florida, we turned this over to the DOJ and the FBI, and guess what they did? Nothing. They dropped it like a hot potato. We were talking to the U.S. attorney. I mean, I had Congressman Alan Grayson and the clerk of the. I mean, he's still a friend of mine. He's retired now, but he's still a friend of mine. They were talking about a county clerk. These are people I've dealt with higher up in government, and the U.S. government would not touch this because it would literally collapse the entire banking system, and they knew it.
Okay, they're doing dereliction of duty then. If they're doing dereliction of duty, it's upon us to do it locally. So we've got a local case here. There's a Navy veteran who lived on it was a square mile farm back in the 1800s, just one family, right? And they split it up over the years, and it got to a point where, you know, lots have to be sold to pay property taxes and, you know, the story. Anyway, somebody got behind on their taxes, and it was right during that Supreme Court ruling that said that you can't just take the equity, you know. Well, they've done it. They've done it to this Navy vet, you know. That's just one close example. An interesting thing is they did that with this this Navy veteran, and the guy that's took over that place is like the son-in-law of our local treasurer. And I guess he's doing the same thing with a whole bunch of places around here. It looks like somebody, a young fellow, enterprising guy, trying to get into flipping houses. The problem that they've got is they're going to have to pay these people the equity. And I don't see the framework for these people being able to defend themselves. So I guess we're going to have to all just go to county commission meetings and bring some of your information to these people so that they can understand what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, the Sowerman decision in Michigan is one thing that screwed homeowners because it gives MERS blanket authority to do whatever it wants. That's that registration, electronic registry you were talking about. See, here's the thing. MERS is nothing but an electronic database. That's all they are. Right. And they come into court and they've been beat down in several states. That's why there's a conflict in the circuits and the Supreme Court won't hear it because we tried to take a writ of cert up to the Supreme Court to determine whether MERS had any authority to do anything. And they keep just, you know, avoiding it. They don't want to do it. This is why the whole thing is rigged. I've litigated with attorneys in cases in Michigan. Some have been settled because the chain of title's all screwed up and they couldn't convey that property if they had to. And in one particular case in the south of Michigan, outside Detroit, we had one where the attorney basically went into court with one of my reports. The judge asked him, "What are you reading off of?" And he said, "Well, it's a chain of title assessment." And he said, "Well, what is that? I've never heard of it." "Well, it's a CODA, Your Honor, and it's basically a report that talks about the illegitimacy of what's going on in the chain of title of this property. It makes it unmarketable. You can't sell it. They've impaired its vendibility." And the judge said, "Let me see it." And he goes, "Oh, I'm not entering it as evidence, Your Honor." He says, "I don't care. I want to see it. I've never seen it. I want to see it." And then the Bank of America attorney says, "Yeah, I want to see it too." And the judge looked at the attorney for Bank of America and said, "I'm sorry, but it's not evidence. I just want to read it for my own frame and of reference." And so he took it back, read it, came back, handed it to the attorney. And he said, "Okay, guys, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go out in the hall. And you're going to negotiate, and I don't want to see this case in my courtroom because neither one of you are going to like the way I'm going to rule." So what ended up happening was the homeowners had to give the house to the bank, and the bank had to give them every single dime they ever spent in that house, including all their payments or interest and everything else, because the title was screwed up. And why is that? Because they recorded the mortgage months before they recorded the warranty deed. So the owners were never lawfully seized of the estate and thus could not enter into a contract. And I found that out just by looking at the chain of title. And that's why they settled it, and it's quiet. See, the thing is, if you don't know the law and you don't know how this thing works, they'll screw you every time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. No question. No question. Now, the chain of title thing, you bring that up. I had a zoning issue one time come up, and these people didn't want me to have a business on my land. They were a bunch of Nazis or something. I don't know what their problem was. But anyway, ended up at a zoning meeting one time, and they asked me for proof of ownership. So I broke out my grantor, grantee search, title search that I personally did at the registrar, you know.
Your warranty deed. That the warranty deed says all. That's your proof of ownership.
Well, this was a grantor grantee search that was done, you know, all the way back to the original land grant. And when I did that, I didn't understand at that point when I read that out at the meeting, right?
Yeah.
You know, this person granted it to that all the way back, right? And then I referenced back to the original land grant. Immediately, the chairperson stopped me right there and said, "Okay, let's do a vote on this. Bam. Okay, you can do whatever." That was it. No more discussion. Yeah, it was very interesting. I found out later on that what I had done. So, but that was it was pretty interesting to see their reaction. So that chain of title is very, very important when it comes to those legal proceedings, for sure.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Thanks for sharing, Dustin. Thanks for your call. We're getting close to the break here. I just got a couple of headlines. Trilateral Commission member Larry Summers says that all labor will soon be replaced by AI. I don't think so. Oh, by the way, Summers was listed as a frequent flyer on Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express at least four times. And AT&T has confirmed 73 million people were affected by that data breach. Ouch. Such is life. Stan Dale, we're going to try to connect with him after the top of the hour break. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.